Praise Jesus much, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? You can greet of your brethren and move on and wish them the best.
That
God is to counsel this morning.
He
had prepared them long being hours. According to Ephesians 2:10, and
it
says we are God's workman. Created in the Christ Jesus unto good works,
and
God predestined us that we move by them before the world existed.
2
Peter chapter 1 verse 3,
it
says the divine power of God already gave us what we need in this life
and
in serving him and moving to understand him. That's why it's proven in Matthew,
he
knows what we need before we ask of them. We do today as he first told us, Matthew 6:33, first seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness. Those I prepared for you long, I will add them on you. Not that what you need, he doesn't know them. In the house, in the cars, the many good things like those. First seek my kingdom and the righteousness, I will be adding them to you. It's what we are upon now, and after we seek the kingdom of God and righteousness, and then we go in prayer. We've reached here and here in seeking the kingdom. We also request, give us of what you promised. Speak 100 in heaven and 100 on earth. Already gathered the portion of heaven.
Why
don't you add on us what we need? There is a meaning today sitting here. Move on, seek the kingdom of God and righteousness. And you ease those you need to come quick. Praise Jesus much. There is a meaning of your fellowshipping. Prophets in the spiritual and physical world. I want to greet your brethren. Tell them thank you for coming early.
Even
next time, do that beyond. Have like 10 people, 5. Those will come late. Those you reach to tell them, I tell you, going early for fellowship profits us beyond.
Even
things for God prepared us to come near.
Go
early, seek kingdom of God and righteousness.
Go to get early,
draw close what we need.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now we thank the Lord. Even this morning, prepared his spirit always, uphold us in every issue of righteousness. Even to fight for us every issue, all schemes the devil has prepared us. Thank him for armies of holy angels, those who have put in place,
and
for us to inherit salvation, and they serve us. Not that we are great to be served by angels, but
the
Bible says that the great among you will be your servant. Angels, that what they do, them too, because they
are great,
want to be great in your midst,
then
be a servant of the others. That's why they serve us.
Obey
the command of the Lord Jesus. Not that human beings were so greater than them,
but
them wanting to fulfill that God said.
Even,
yeah, they're on old days. With the coming back of Jesus, they will end when they have come to gather us. We say he will send his angels to gather
all
the ones from four corners of the world. They accepted to minister. We too accepted now to serve together with them. Revelations 22:7-8, the angel Gabriel said that we are workers with those those who hold the words of this book, even those who hear these words, and we worship the one God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to use this our good time to move on with our journey of heaven, the journey of salvation. It's my journey and your journey. It's the journey of those who lived before us. It's the journey of us living now. It's the journey of those who are going to be coming, to the coming back of Jesus Christ. Praise Jesus much. We still move on with part one of the journey of heaven. Even though we know we also have part two of the journey of heaven moved in the Bible. And part two will take us to above the heavens at the beginning and the end. And that's God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit where they began from. There we shall see the new heavens and the new earth, where we first dwelt before heavens and the earth were created.
So,
part one of journey of heaven, we know that there are two realms within it.
We'll
see now part one of journey of heaven moved in the Bible. We know of the realm above, where we shall see the first created heaven, which has the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, gathering of the angels and the holy ones of God.
And
still in the realm above, when we shall be reaching there, we shall move on and see the second created heaven, where there are four living creatures,
store
of all spirits of creations, right from the angels who were birthed at the same time, the stars, the animals and the human beings, the insects and the birds. Our spirits are gotten from four living creatures, the second heaven to be created. Praise Jesus much.
In the
room above, we shall see the third created heaven, where we find the paradise of God, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 12 in the verse 1
unto 5.
And in the center of the Garden of Eden is where there is Mount Zion, which holds the throne of God,
and
mountains surrounding each 24 mountains, where there are thrones of 24 elders. Now those we shall see them in third heaven in the realm above, where we shall see three heavens in part one of the journey of heaven. But right now, still part one of the journey of heaven, we are still seeing things in the realm below, the fourth created heaven. This is that we are looking to, the fourth created heaven in the realm below. That's the blue heaven you see up in the sky.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We first saw heaven is circular in appearance. And it's very hard as iron.
It means
it's not only up there where you see it. If you go out of the planet Earth, you see it in the east, even in the west, even in the north, up there, even in the south. It means planets are in the midst of it.
So it was so kind.
Now we first saw that heaven, and it is such in appearance, and it's very hard as iron. Spoken most in the Genesis chapter 1, in the verse 6 to 8. Many other scriptures we read. When we finished, we started with the kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon, in the firmament of the heaven, the fourth created heaven. According to Genesis chapter 1 verse 14 unto 20,
we
saw this kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon, in their lives, in the three major works, which involve counting us time and seasons, involves the worship and the praise of God,
it
involves to store in the weapons of God,
and
those we passed, we had seen them, and we moved on to sea of hell. Hell, known as the prison of God, and the bottomless pit, which spawned in the kingdom of the stars.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And how
we read in the First Peter chapter 3 verse 18 to 21,
and
it told us the imprisoned rebellious spirits there, and we saw in the Luke chapter 16 starting from verse 19 and to 25, and it's known as hell.
Even
the bottomless pit you cannot easily get out, that we proved in Revelations 9 in the verse 1 to 3, that it's the bottomless pit. And we proved if you open it up, this prison and hell, and you take off its covering, the sun and the moon stop to give their light.
It's
covered, hell is spawned in the kingdom of the stars.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we knew the angel in charge of hell and the bottomless pit is called the angel Abaddon. Revelations chapter 9 and the verse 11. And he works together with his army, 200 billion. Revelations 9 verse 16, and we still knew in Revelations 20, the verse 1 and 2,
the
gospel of binding Satan and his fallen angels, even the demons.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The spirits of the rebellious who don't repent on the world, they are divided into the group of death and hell, according to Revelation 6 verse 7 and 8, and we finished those, and we moved on to sea of principalities. That was our fourth point. And so in this room below, we began to see of principalities, Satan and his fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
we first saw their first base, which found the kingdom of the stars, according to Obadiah chapter 1, the verse 2 and 4, that those which were cleft before, devils in the kingdom of the stars, now they are modernized cities of the devils, found up in the sky, according to Ephesians chapter 2, the verse 1 to 3, we knew the one who began them is Satan, of the power of darkness of the air. Ephesians 6 and the verse 12, say we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but with principalities, the evil spirits in the heavenly places. Now we finished our fourth point, and we moved to the fifth point that we've taken some time on. We
began
to see two bases of the devils on this world.
And
the first is known as underwater,
and
the other known as the underground bankers.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We looked to
the Luke
chapter 10 verse 18,
and we saw Satan
fall from the sky as lightning, and he goes to the base of the underwater, under the ocean, mostly Atlantic Ocean, the place known as Bermuda Triangle, nearing America. As Ezekiel 27 tells us in the verse 1 to 5,
where
there is the mist which captures fleets passing there. Now, much we saw on the base of the devils in the ocean, and then we moved to the third base of the devils,
underground bankers,
known as underground bankers. And according to Isaiah 29 verse 15 to 16,
they
dig going down into the ground. And they make their bases there. Even a general of turning things upside down. And they bring what's known as New World Order.
So
the order of the devils.
It
contains order by which God created heaven and earth. And the laws governing all. Praise Jesus much. Now when we finished that, and we began to see the way we, the holy ones, the holy ones of God, the bracket of the church, together with the holy angels, the seven groups, the way we have to fight Satan and his fallen angels, to reaching their three bases, then be bound in the bottomless pit, hell, and
you
prepare for the coming back of Jesus. Those who began to get explained of them, praise Jesus much. How we are left that work in Matthew chapter 18 and the verse 18. And we are given the right, everything we bind on the world, even in the heavens it will be bound. Now we so much right there, till we have reached to see the way the holy ones, the church,
we
have to work with groups of angels 3 to 4 on the 7. To move on, cause the binding of the groups of Satan, the principalities, the 3 and 4, to cause them to be bound in the bottomless pit. Praise Jesus, man. I remember according to Zechariah chapter 1, verse 18 into 21. Praise Jesus,
man.
We saw the four horns. And we discovered this group of the devils,
who
Satan and his fallen angels, according to Revelations 18, where we saw those called the evil birds. Those are the fallen angels who remain with wings. They are the ones in the base in the kingdom of the stars. Praise Jesus much. And we also saw the others who are called demons. The demons.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. These are upon the base of the ocean.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we saw also evil spirits. These are most in the clans, nations, and languages. And they appear as demons of clans.
This
is most base of the underground. Or in the mountains. And those we finished them well. And we began on to see the 3 to 4 groups of the angels, holy angels, on the 7 groups. Those we are to work with in this war, binding Satan and his fallen angels in the bottomless pit, in hell. As we saw Zechariah chapter 1 and the verse 18 and to 21. And they showed us four horns, four groups of fallen angels, those we've seen above. We saw four craftsmen, angels, four groups involved in this world to terrify.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We saw the first group of holy angels, the group of angel Michael, those in charge of trapping
and
conquering these demons. So like Daniel chapter 12 and the verse 1 to 2, that in the latter days
Michael,
that Michael your prince stand for you in the latter days.
Now
we saw angel Michael last time, and today we want to move on
and the
second group of angels who terrify, the angels led by Abaddon, the angels of the chains,
who
help us in the spiritual world to capture the fallen angels and who appear as demons of the clans, to bind them in the bottomless pit. Praise Jesus
much.
As we send the army of angel Michael to
move
on conquer, bending on conquest for our sake, and they trap balls to capture demons, angels to capture, bind, take in the bottomless pit through the prayer of warfare.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus.
Songa tutandikida wenyeni.
And we've begun right from there.
Atulabe ekibinja ekyokubiri ekyaba malaika.
See the second group of the angels.
Abakulembera malaika Abaddon wenjegere.
Angel Abaddon of the chains.
Bagendo tuyambako okusiba emizimu
gyonyo obutakoma. Find demons in the bottomless pit.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tutandisebwe tuneza kali Yesu lesoka.
Done this with Zechariah chapter 1.
Nonyole 18.
Verse 18.
Paka 2 mulu.
21.
Zekaria esuli soka n'olunyiole 18.
Zechariah chapter 1 from verse 18.
Nenyimusa amaso gange n'entunula era laba amayemba ana ole 19. Nengamba malaika eri ayogera nange nti agoma ki nanziramu nti gano ge mayemba agasasanya Yuda ne Isirayiri ne Yerusalemi. Olunyolwabiri Mukama nanjolesa abawesi bana. Olwabiri mu olumu nenjogera nti abo bajja kukola ki. Nayogera nti gano ge mayembe agasasanya Yuda omuntu n'okuyimusa n'atayimusa mutwe gwe naye bano bazze okugasaggula.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Tulaba nga Mukama ayolesa nabbi Zakariya.
We see God envisioning to prophet Zakariya
amayembe ana
the four horns
nga basasanya Isirayiri ne Yuda
and they scatter Israel and Judah.
Ye kanisa.
It is the church.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Bata inza kuyimusa mutwe kutunula muguru no kumanya ebiliyo.
They had to know and look in heaven, no things there.
Wakuba nenkola gane katona.
Neither to have a relation with God.
Wabula waguru wali eri mu kubikulu esule ye 18.
Above in the Revelations chapter 18.
Twarabinga ebibinja malaika abana abagwa.
We saw those are the groups of four fallen angels.
Bebekola mu ebibinja bina
ebikulu. How they made themselves four major groups.
Bayitibwe nyonyembi.
Those called the evil birds.
Ba malaika abagwa basigazibwa wati.
Angels who retained wings.
Abayitibwa diamond.
Those called demons.
Those
the evil spirits.
Spirit.
Those we call unclean spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Use
the base of the underwater.
And
we also have evil spirits.
Abononga bakoyisa nyo underground.
In those use most the underground.
Iranga bibefule mizimu
jebika. They appear as demons of clans.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Then tukugandi baina mwe chibinja chibatondawo.
Said they have a group they created.
Chitibwe chokuna.
Which is called the fourth.
Ichaba babalire ebiro nebisira bya basitani.
Those who count time and season of the devils.
Kakati okusinzira ku Zakariya.
According to Zakariya.
Ikulagandi oluvanyuma lwokuba nti waliwo ebikabi emizimu bino.
After the
malaika
abagwa. Types of demons and the fallen angels.
Bina biramba.
Four.
Ne katuna nasindika abawe.
Go to send for craftsmen. Those we've called four groups of angels. To refire and to hold these demons.
These
fallen angels wherever they are.
You
prove the cause to be bound. Yet remember. This aspect we've headed on. After we've seen angel Michael above. And his group. In testing the demons. In, from heaven. And they didn't get any place. They were joined of angels of the chains who bind. Those we've begun to see right now. According to Revelation chapter 12. And the verse 7. And 10.
And
Michael does his work of haunting to terrify.
See,
Satan has no place in anywhere.
Yet immediately.
Have to join an angel responsible for binding these demons. And they are the fallen angels. Let's read we here. Revelation 12. Revelation 12 from verse 7.
Ne wabo olutalo muggulu. Mikayiri ne bamalayika be nga batabaala okulwana n'ogusota. Ogusota ne gulwana ne bamalayika baagwo. Olunya olw'omunaana. Ne batayinza so ne watalabika kifo kyabwe nate muggulu. Olunya olw'omwenda. N'ogusoto ogunene ne gusuulibwa. Omusoto ogwedda oguyitibwa omulyolyomi era Setaani omulimba w'ensi zonna ne gusuulibwa ku nsi ne bamalayika baago ne basuulibwa nagwo. Olunya olw'ekkumi. Ne mpulira eddoboozi ddene mu ggulu nga lyogera nti kaakano obulokozi buzze n'amaanyi n'obwakabaka bwa Katonda waffe n'obuyinza bwa Kristo we kubanga aloopa baganda baffe yasuulibwa abalopa mu maaso ga Katonda waffe emisana n'ekiro.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus, man.
Okusinziira ku bikulu 12 nyolo omusanvu.
Revelation 12 verse 7.
Tukira dakalu lwe 10 n'olumu.
And to the verse 11.
Lulaga.
It shows.
Nti niwaba olutalo mu ggulu.
And there appeared a war in heaven.
Malaika Maiko.
Angel Michael.
N'ekibinja kya malaika.
And the group of his angels.
Ne batanula okulwanisa ogusota Satani.
And to fight the dragon Satan.
Ne ba malaika baagwo.
And its angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
they chased them from heaven.
And they
never appeared their place.
Began
to say salvation of God has come. The one who accused the brethren
has
been thrown out. They have cast him out.
You know,
we hear the other word.
That
I give you right to cast demons.
The
others give the right to cast these demons.
The
fallen angels to be cast from heaven.
Given
authority to cast them from this world. To push them into hell. In the bottomless pit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But that right
work
together with angels
was
binding these fallen angels in bottomless pits. Maybe to mean in first. If you hear in Jude 1 verse
6,
it shows that these fallen angels, when they were chased from heaven,
Michael
leading group of holy angels
chased
Satan's angels from heaven, the fallen angels who appear as demons of
clans.
They were angels who waited of bottomless pits
and
led by angel Abaddon of the
chains.
They began to capture some of those binding the bits of hell. Let's read as we see.
Ebaluwa ya Yuda esule soka nolunyiri olu omukaga.
Jude chapter 1 verse 6.
Neba malaika abata akuma bukulu bwabwe bo. Nebaleke kifo kyabwe bo bennyini. Abakuumira mu njegereze ennaku zonna wansi w'ekizikiza. Olu omusango ogw'okulunaku olukulu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much. According to Jude chapter 1 verse
6, it shows
in the time Satan and his fallen angels and they are chased and cast from heaven,
the group
of angel Michael casting them out cast from heaven never to have their place there.
They were
cast right from the city of God up there in the Jerusalem of heaven, and they threw them down.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But angels from the bottomless pits, angel Abaddon of the chains and his group waited them up to capture, bind them. That's why Jude 1:6 has said, even angels who didn't keep their dominions, they are kept in chains under darkness in the day of judgment. In the time when they are still binding them,
yes,
praise Jesus much. And he told them to stop.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. And church was given authority commanding the binding of the rest. Remember, this behavior happened when children of Israel came from Egypt and they moved to Canaan. God most of the nations put them aside. He left for them five nations. He told them, those ones, it will be you to fight them.
He
even authority he gave it to them. In the time Satan and his fallen angels, and they have been cast from heaven, angel Michael and his group they were leading
to chase
Satan and his fallen angels from heaven, down in the angels of chains who are led by angel Abaddon, them who capture, bind in the bottomless pit. As they are still binding,
and
the command is released saying,
that
now given church to cause binding of the rest, and they would do like this.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
In,
right, it's spoken in the Matthew 10, verse 2. And he says this. Matthew chapter 10, verse 2.
Matthew 10,
verse 1.
Naita abayigirizwa be 12. Naba wubu yinza kudaimoni omubi okumugo banga nokuonyanga endwa dezona nobu nafubo na.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Na ito abegirizo abe kumi na wabi.
And he called his 12 disciples.
Naba wubu yinza.
And he gave them authority.
Kudaimoni yenda.
And two old demons.
Umanyi ito wade tumusumberi mbitende
resa. We studied them in their three groups.
Ukumukastinga anga.
To casting them.
Ukumugobanga.
To chest.
Lakuwa Luganda runo.
You know Luganda.
Luge na Lugambo ukugoba.
It speaks of chasing.
Ugobore keyo.
You chase, leave them go.
Na ye chigambo kukastinga.
But the word casting.
Ukukanyuganga Satan mugi.
You throw Satan in a specific location. This is hell.
Ubunyo buta
kuma. Bottomless pit.
Kugamba. Simanyi na ye chigambo cha Luganda kinafuwa.
But the Luganda word weakens.
Wabule cha oluzungu chigambo
casting. English speaks of casting.
Kichitegeza chesi.
Doesn't mean okugoba.
Na ye Luganda lugamba tu.
But Luganda speaks
chesi Satan.
Okugoba Satani.
Na ye oluzungu lugamba okukanyuga.
English speaks to casting him.
Kugamba kwato okanyuga
dalili mbunyoka. Cast in the bottomless pit.
But
giving us authority,
in
the Luganda you will correct it.
It's
a way to write casting Satan in the bottomless pit.
But
the word chasing is weak. Now the casting, you chase, catch them and cast them. Praise Jesus. The meaning now gets out.
Authority,
they say it is not ours
per se.
Authority given us is the Holy Spirit.
Even
angels we are to work with.
For
when he speaks in Zechariah, chapter 4, verse
6,
he says, not by physical power. Let's read we here.
Zekaria esule yokuna nalo nyiriro omukaga.
Zechariah 4 verse 6.
Nadamu nangamba anti kino kye kigambo kya mukama erize rubabeli ngachogera anti sirwa amanyi so sirwa buyinza ne irwa moyo gwange bwayogera mukama wejje.
Yesu yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kati mu Matayo 10 olinyo lisoka.
The Matthew 10 verse 1.
Bwagamba anti mbe waddo buyinza.
When I say I've given you authority.
Okukastinga stand emizimu jonna.
Cast all demons.
Obwo kujikuba n'okujikwa tojisu za bunyo butako.
Cast them in the bottomless pit.
Buyinza obwayogera ko simanyi ga mubiri.
Authority speaks no physical strength.
Wabula ayogedde mu Zakaria nyamuka.
Spoken in Zechariah 4:6.
Ndisirwa amanyi sirwa
buyinza. Not by power, not by might.
Wabula lwa moyo wa Katonda.
But by the spirit of God.
Buyinza obwoye moyo mtukufu.
Probably is the Holy Spirit we have to work with.
He
has groups of angels he works with.
Let's
work within this work. According to Matthew
12,
verse 28,
agamba,
he said, if I cast demons, you know the word chasing demeans the message. It angers. For it's weak. I just chase, leave them hanging there. If they reach there, they get back.
The one
who chase, get them, cast them.
In
bottomless pit, they will not come back. Luganda lacked a word to
there,
a general word, which can mean the casting. Even in English I see in
Matthew 12:28. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God,
if I cast out demons, if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, now in Lugan say chasing. Chase them to where? You chase them to where? Even to chase a demon.
They put
it before you to chase it. You can begin to compete. This
one
you'll get another word. I think they chase,
they're
casting demons in the bottomless pit.
kubanga ndabanga ekigambo kugoba
kinafuate kyo chasing is weak.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Na yenga chetuba tunyonyola nti obuyizo obwamala mutuwebwa
authority eventually given us
okulabikanga tukanyuga emizimu gino mbonyo
obutakoma cast demons in the bottomless pit
kwega tugoba
we chase
ntukwasa ntukanyuga
cast them.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Atukanyuga eri mubunya jijitavu
cast them in the pits where they will not live
nyo kugoba obugo misinde ganda
but just
ganda.
To chase them and they are just fleeing away and they reach there to come back. He as church never works for us. It's the plowing and every place you finish they grow again. Now what work have you done?
You've
just plowed and where you've dug grass is back. You just a demon and reach there to get back.
Yes, you have
well. Praise Jesus.
So we talk about
speak of authority given us in the midst there. It involves the Holy Spirit. It doesn't end on that. It involves the mighty ones
who
be helping us
to
fulfill this what God told us
to
binding these demons. According to what we read in the Psalms 103 verse 20,
we
understood given cast demons in the pits of hell, that the Holy Spirit
he
has authority of holy angels
who
involved to help us in the spiritual world, that they can chase these demons and they capture them and they cast in the bottomless pit.
So Zaburi 103
verse 20, that's why it tells us this.
Zaburi esuri chikumisatu nolu njiri olu wabiri.
Psalms 103 verse 20.
Yes,
praise Jesus. God, praise the Lord. You is angels, the mighty ones who fulfill his word, listen to the voice of his word. We
as
church by the Spirit of God
can
command angels, the mighty ones,
who
go on fulfill the word of God, which we pray through.
He
speaks in John 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in
you
pray all that you need, it will be done for you.
Because
the scriptures we pray through, time like this bind demons in bottomless pits.
Now,
there are mighty ones, the angels of chains, who have to capture and bind in the bottomless pits. For the angels Michael, we saw them, they can chase very well, even to drop and capture them. Every demon captured, all these fallen angels, and the ones of the chains come in and they tie it with chains and they drag it
to
take thrown in the bottomless pit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we want to connect with this authority in heaven, those fallen angels chased from there. Not that capture them within heaven, bind them, but we've worked with heaven.
We
we've worked with angels, and they come to serve us, and we send them.
You
get here and there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And they are in the spiritual world.
We don't
fulfill the word we pray through here. We involved in prayer. Whether it's of warfare like this one, whether it's to be given, whether it's to repentance.
So
now Matthew 18 verse 18, that's why he speaks saying this. Matthew 18 verse 18.
Mazima mbagamba anti byonna bye mulisiba ku nsi birisibibwa ne muguru.
Yes, you believe.
Praise Jesus man.
Mazima mbagamba anti
truly I say unto you,
byonna bye musiba ku nsi,
everything you bind on earth
birisibwa ne muguru,
it will be bound in heaven.
Sigamba anti muguru eri,
that within heaven
what you
that on the earth there is a demon,
it be
captured it bound here, that it also has copied in heaven and they also binding it. No, it to say we standing in the visible world, we command it to bind, we bind demons, send them as of angels, they come from angels, angels heaven and
chain,
capture demons to bind them. Now we work with heaven.
They
send angels come join on us. Now see, those we fight with, Ephesians 6:10,
say
we wrestle with flesh and blood, but we fight with evil spirits and the spiritual wickedness. Ephesians 6:10-12, we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but with principalities, the evil spirits, and the spiritual wickedness. Because others, they are not flesh, we shall capture them. We
are going to bind
you physically in the desert. You know, you told of binding before. Now, what it does? Because we remained in the flesh here, we closed flesh and blood, but the authority of the Holy Spirit given us, we
work
with authority appearing in angels. For them a spirit sent
come
to serve us, inherit salvation. And we mean what? Because in the spiritual world we shall not go in there. We send the angels who are also spirits, the holy angels, and they meet evil spirits, the fallen angels, and they begin to battle there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Another prayer, the way you prayed it, I bind you, I break you. You will not directly break yourself. In the name of Jesus, by the Spirit of God, I
stand
before you to bind demons. Now understand the way of this war. For you are flesh and blood. You are clothed it. And I don't know how you did it before. For you were binding. Now you saw yourself, you're on which side? Where were you binding them from? By faith we have been binding. Is it not that?
Yet
Bible says, Romans 10:17, faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God.
It explained
to you that you are in the spirit
binding, or
angels sent in the spiritual world.
Now,
these war had failed on us like this. Understood we had to go and involve in this war.
And began
to pray prayers of warfare as the church.
Yet
we didn't know how. We had to bind them. We bind these demons. We're to bind them. It's like to know it.
Because
who go in war have to go with their guns. Don't train how they get the trigger. Even to coach the gun alone, you don't know it. You don't know how they hold the trigger. You don't know how to shoot. You don't know how to hold your gun. For you can shoot one bullet and you fall with your gun. Even the woman knew that there. Do you know how they coach the gun? How they hold the trigger? How when the bullet is to get out? How do you aim? Others hold the gun there like that. You think soldiers they aim when they are going to shoot. You have to aim to hold. When you shoot a bullet, you can fall off with your gun.
Now,
we came out, picked the gun. We
didn't
know how to coach. And we reached there, got out guns.
The man looks, it's
so coached. He sees you've arrested them. The gun is not watched. You hold the trigger. He said, look at this.
He can
even slap you. You say he doesn't fear a gun.
He says the gun is not,
where is the bullet to come out?
But
if you coach the gun, the mouth gets out.
It feels it's ready to shoot
out.
But that not watched, it's covered
off his side. Look how you arrest the enemy. They see the covering is on. The gun is not blowing him out. If they slap you, you wonder. They are not the bullets. Demons have been doing that. They know we don't know how to fight. They first capture, beat us. And they abuse pastors.
Foolish.
You will not go.
You
hold the gun. You don't even understand it.
You
don't know how war can progress.
The
whole ties on us. The ties on us. We got even mature men. We have to put them on the line.
The
demon can kick you from there. And their boys will put us church. Macho.
They are
mature men like that.
They
hold a demon free on someone.
Omanyo utaro emizimu okuruza okuruza mubiri.
Demons put the fight for the powders in fresh.
Simbagito ni yanga abali babateka
kubakwata emizimu. They put them on those whole demons.
Omuzimu bagwa mukura kuchwa murumoba.
Demon bites.
He
knocked it like that. When demon they jumped, began to strangle it. And evangelist
they
were trained real army. Those you see, they put on sunglasses, dark.
They
are protecting like here, pastors, demons not to affect them, that they can kick them.
It brought
the fight in the flesh. It had to move.
Because
you fight in the spiritual world.
Can't
you see you began to fight?
Ganda!
Go! I bind you, I tear you.
Then you
evolved, okay, let's fight. Physical. And you see the fight. Church. Now Hebrews chapter
1
verse 13 and 14 in the fight of binding on the world, even heavens to be bound,
there
to command angels in heaven to go binding them. Let's read we here. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13.
Naye ku malayika ki gwe yali ayogeddeko nti tuula ku mukono gwange ogwa ddyo okutuusa lwe ndifuula abalabe bo entebe y'ebigere byo. 14. Bonna sijja emyoyo egiweereza nga gitumibwa okuweereza olwabo abagenda okusikira obulokozi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bamalayika abatukuvu.
The holy angels.
Bayitibwa emyoyo egitumibwa.
The called spirits sent. And they go to minister
to
ask inherit salvation. Yet, those that fight with the fallen angels, they are called the evil spirits.
In their
groups you heard of above. Because
they are
spirits sent to minister to us. We have to give them jobs.
But
they have come to serve, minister to us. Not that we are greater than them.
But
the command from God.
They
want to be great among you.
Should
be a servant of the others.
Those be
servants
to those
children
of God. We too, children.
Scripture said the greater one
will
serve the younger.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now we
in these issues
that send me that thing.
In
the spiritual world I don't have it, but bring it to me.
It
be bound there, go capture it, find it. See how we forget to send them, to send our ministers, and we minister with them.
God,
Revelation 22 verse 7 and 8, Gabriel explains, say,
to Apostle John, we are workers with those who hold the word of God, who listen to the words of this book.
We
are in the prayer of warfare.
We
are workers on your side, we work with. In the world, we can't reach our hands. The word to serve
that
angels are supposed to
do,
you cannot reach there. And you say, bring me that thing. Or that thing. Capture it, throw it there. Praise Jesus. Now see us. Where we don't reach. We didn't send them there. We were here. I bind in the desert. I bind the demons. I bind it by faith. And the demon goes back. I'm going to slap this one. You find me? Me who is free here?
And
when they come on the head to slap, they wake you in the dream of sleep and they sit on your head, you're down. And you try to wake up like that. Something is on you. You bound us, thank you. As we are here,
every
church woke up.
Hey!
We
are
here. Put on the gospel. Put it on. Put it on. Put the bell. Put it tight. Put the blessing. Capture the shield.
The
sword. All met. Let go. Capture. And they begin to yell. And the world is church.
Those who are captured,
times even slap. They have failed to go. They have refused to go. That's
what
in the jar of heaven show, the principalities. See how where we're going to bind them.
Fight
become a problem to us. And you can just a demon refuse to go.
And
say, you pastor. Me, I'm not going anywhere. Demon is speaking.
Now suddenly,
hours, demon don't go.
And
you hold it, squeeze it physical. You feel it's run away. The one possessed is saying, pastor, you're killing me. Let me tell you that fight.
Others don't see.
Know how you did it before. This thing has filled your tired. And you sometimes you knock them like that. Fight was moving on in the canal. Can't even send an angel. Think how the things are done. If fight become a problem,
but
you just
spend
like 5 hours. We have gone. We shall be back. My goodness. Still they're coming back? But you went to look for anointing. Tomorrow they're coming back. Look for anointing. You're going to fast think. After anointing. Tomorrow as they come. And they find me with power. Fresh. In the name of Jesus. Pray for power giving. To bind demons. You're going to bind them where? As you were there, let's dedicate the service to the Lord.
Raise up your feet. In the prayer of
warfare.
They are back. As they spoke yesterday, we shall be back. Praise Jesus, brethren.
Name
Evangelist Stephen.
We
thank God for this message he's giving us. Indeed, it's very true. We were schooled in the secondary school. And we made a chain prayer. Gathered we in prayer. And we pray for students possessed by demons. Now there's one of us who was new. He began to pray for one. The one he prayed for slapped
this
one. He too slapped back.
We
took him aside and said, "You should not slap back." And he said, "Yet he slapped me." That's why we reach this fight. We children of God, we've given up on it. And we left it to pastors.
Then
you take the demon and you say, "No, no, I have no anointing for that."
Okay,
the God reached there, they strangle you.
Some
after possess those who chased them.
Pastors
saw the fighters failed.
Others
started to get senior demons.
To use senior demons
chase the junior ones.
The
church got chaos like that.
You
find this pastor like that. Like a monkey's fam. Snake style. Go out.
Pattern.
Go this side. There. Pastor relates with demons.
Yet
on the head he has a senior demon. Now they agree they are there to make money.
Which
to get so worse. When they got worse, pastors
to
fail.
And
they
not
covered in quiet. What can we do?
They so
go get senior demons to chase the younger ones. Those are what you hear. They say, "My Jesus." You're going to see my Jesus today. He's going to visit you in your home.
Now,
Jesus is for only pastor. Not there, no one, just demons. The pastor has to be present.
It's
like the chief wizard. If he's not present, things never work there. Now when the fight got
beyond,
some of the warriors got mad. Have you seen warriors when bullets are too much? Others get mad. They sort.
That's
why you find those who are born again, normal, who preach the gospel. Find them, hold the pulpit. They have put it in the middle of the road, the boundary of the road.
He's
mad. He's mad.
They
fight got much. Others got mud in their heads.
Did
you find the pulpit?
No,
I found him here in Tebe Road, Kampala, and now in Tebe Road.
He's
put the pulpit in the middle of the road.
There
is the map of the world on it. It has flags up.
There's
even a side mirror on it. Mirror for what? He was safe through it.
First
was smart initially. But if you pass him now,
it's those
drugs.
The
fight got beyond him.
He's
the one we passed.
Stands
at the square in Kampala.
Nazina,
and he does
this. Yes, so I come out.
Jesus is coming back. He's doing funny things.
After
he ran
into the road,
the end is coming. People look to see the end which is coming.
Now,
this war bind Satan and his fallen angels, who appears demons of clans, who attacked the church badly, which we handled it wrongly. Others fell mad in the fight. Others withdrew from the war. Demons, I gave up on them. Others, they fell mad. Others decided to condive with their enemies. Some pastors, apostles, decided to get senior demons to work money things to move, and they use them to chase young demons. They chase them, they reach there, they come back. And
the
process as church continuous process. Some intercessors feel mad. You find them like that.
Fire.
They fight, confuse those their heads.
You
find intercessor like that.
Fire.
And born again. Demons. Moving, walking, talking themselves. Others, the precious thing.
Fire to get one.
As you're moving.
Fire!
Fire! Everyone, what is wrong with this?
He's
gotten afraid
and people passed
off your brains, you know, more, no more. You can't
they're
doing things busy and the wires are normal and they're shouting
hallelujah!
And they're shouting hallelujah abruptly. And after they relieve themselves, calming down, and the warriors get back no more.
God
showed the general of heaven.
Soldiers,
most of them had fallen mad. In the way you take off the shirt, you
are
take off the shirt, put it aside, or you tie it in your waist, you begin to pray, cursing.
Satan,
I have you. That you say, I chase them as I praise God, but it's no more, you're mad. Others held chain prayers and they made me into a chain prayer. And we are aiming, pulling Satan into it. Go in, pull you down. Get the first.
Later.
Go, go. Who is there? We get you out. Come out. I said, my God.
Even
the next day they are getting him out again. Now they got a prayer chain like that. Church, you did things. They had a prayer walk of the village. So, marching. We are marching. They passed the village.
Local
defense unit is now in charge. The fight grew to be very hard. The others wish to say that they attack at, in the ninth hour of the night. Now in the ninth hour of the night, waking up to speaking.
If you don't wake up the ninth hour, you see you failed on the world. People commit fornication, abuse in the day, and you say they work in the night. You know, to mess up the church to format, which put you a school of demons, beings of demons. You
study,
you wish to see an aunt passing you there. You say, demon, is there?
Uyo.
Is there? Demon which has come for me. Give me oil. Give me oil. Spray.
Fire.
Fire. If you see a dog, demon of adultery,
fire,
fire you.
You
don't you get mad? Usual animals which have no any problem.
It has
affected us more.
The
sea of aunts passing your home. You first call your colleagues. Come, we've been attacked. You know the fight to become very hard for us? God is wanting to tell us how things will be. To evolve angels, the four groups holding warfare.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The one
we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. We have to send the spiritual world.
The
way we don't fight with flesh and blood, but with principalities, the evil spirits. The fight has become very hard for us. Some of you are about to sleep on the rooftops and you are watching over your houses. Others abandon our beds, we sleep on the floor.
Anytime
you sleep on the beds, demons attack you as you fade.
He's reached a time
this has reached his thing somewhere. The armies of the only ones of God, the church, has messed them up.
He's
put some of them are very cowards. They fear. They fear even a little ant passing them. The others, and they gave up on this war. Others fell mad. Others decided to join on their enemies. Those who did that is the false prophets and the apostles. They went to request for senior demons to chasing them with the younger ones.
And some
just making money from you because they use senior demons and they the young ones, they agreed together. Even tomorrow comes and the trend moves on every day like that. That's why our Lord Jesus said, when they told him he chases demons by a demon, what about your children? They do it with what? They are the ones who chase them with that. Now we want to tell you, children of God, there are armies of angels on our side on the issue of this war.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Our Lord Jesus, that's why he said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 21,
so
you can't enter the strong man's house and you destroy his works,
except
first captured and bound him.
Now
we had a group of angels who chase those who cast them, and they put balls in traps, the angels Michael. Now they are joining on these ones of the chains to binding. You want to spoil works of Satan,
the immorality, the corruption, lying,
claiming
to preach righteousness, not the sins of the world and whatever is done, not yet caused binding of these demons.
There's
no work we can spoil on the works of Satan. Demons come to spoil it again. And they spoil order their work again.
Now,
Satan in the world. First from the church. Demons which push children of God to commit unrighteousness. Let's read Matthew 12:29.
Matayo esule yekumi nebiri nolu nyiri olwabiri mu omwina.
Matthew chapter 12:29.
Oba omuntu ayinza atya okuyingira mu nju ey'omuntu ow'amaanyi n'ayonoona ebintu bye, wabula ng'asoose okusiba ow'amaanyi oli n'alyoka ayonoona enju ye.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus.
Bwe tubadde tunasiba,
before we are bound,
okusibisa Satan,
because binding of Satan,
ndowooza mulimi oluganda luli tukozese awali casting oba tukozese kusiba.
Where is this casting? Because
awali okugoba.
Where is this chasing in Luganda?
Okusiba.
Let's use binding.
Naye nga jukira.
But remember,
bagamba toyina mulimu gwa mubi sitani.
There's no work of evil Satan you can destroy
okujja mu sisi n'okwata
n'osisa, unless you've captured and bind them.
N'omusiba.
And you bind him. As he binds demons,
we
use people committed of evils. Be able to spoil their works. Remember, we through the word of God,
we
preach, show all works of Satan they are evil, and we spoil them.
If
bound demons, the fallen angels come back, support,
and
empower with seductions. People go back, commit the sins.
You
want to spoil the works of Satan as if you wasted your time. Just a demon, just go
ahead.
Don't expect you can make someone settle. Chase it, it waits him outside on the way.
You
will not cause it to be bound. It waits him on the way.
And
seduce them, do things not right.
Almost
the work you've done in that person, you've wasted time.
And
it involves binding. But if it's binding, how can you bind? You go bind them in the desert.
This
church, how have you been doing them?
There
are those who are in faith.
Who
has ever been in this that you bound in faith before? How did you think of the thing? Pastor Benjamin. The way you were doing it. When you do how you did it, I see it's very hard. Praise the name of the Lord. We thank the Lord because he's told us the secret. Every day I had the question in the heart, and I wondered, how have we changed that we no more commit sins? Now understood the secret that the commander God put for us,
first
bound the devils which troubled us, and after spoiling their works. But as we were out there,
when
I got salvation, I found them chasing demons, and they had the schools teaching demons and their types, and we learned, we began to chase them. But they told us, we sent them in the deserts.
These
deserts, they confused us, because that was the order of the day, and you have no much knowledge.
For
me, when truth found me, I wonder when they told me, hell, you first get out of planet Earth.
Didn't even
know when you get out of planet Earth what is there.
We knew
hell is in the ground,
and
and we touch the ground, we bind Satan within hell on the ground, and they tell us in the 99th hour,
in
Acts 16, Paul and Cyrus prayed in the night, and chains were loosed.
They
told us that moment, hell is opened up. Satan, you begin to confront him direct. Things were very hard. But we thank the Lord that
has
taken away the house,
he's
giving us the fullness. At times I heard you say, you're going to attack hell.
We
used to attack hell, yet is where you bound. That time what we called hell, they are the tombs.
Kati entanezo iranga wano mukufa bagenda okuzika.
And they are those to bury.
Baba gamba tuwerekere omufwe magombe.
Let's escort the dead to the hell.
Kakati eche chigambo.
Now that word.
Gatumanye emizimu jiba jivudde muntana. Gatumanye jibere yo muntana.
The graveyards, we know they are from the graveyards.
Iranga bobo ita wawo kumalalo.
Past the graveyards.
Ogamba fire, fire.
Fire there. One day I will not forget. After my father unclothed this body, the devils troubled me much. They came in the image of my late father. What angered me? Today when my late father comes, he's come riding a motorbike. He gives you a ride, you go buy fish. And you feel so sad. Now the next day, he will come. He takes you in the market. The other day comes, takes you on the well. One day I got angered, afraid. The demon of the late father doesn't go.
I
went on the tombs, prayed.
I
said, you be in your hell. But all, thank the Lord has given us rest. He's indeed given us rest.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for indeed this is rest. And indeed this is God's refugee. Life, the two forms of life have been
involved.
Those of the wars which are carnal and the spiritual wars. I've ever fought carnal wars and I'm basing in the flesh. I'm binding demons. I found them binding. Me too, I bowed. Thought it's you to bind them. But still they attacked us in dreams.
Me,
I ever slept outside praying. I said to them, attack demons which have been tormenting me. The day I prayed much, as I slept down, demons came for me. They told me, all along we've looked for you. Demons held me. They dragged me. Besides, you are in a dream. You see yourself, you're not in a dream.
Still
you're fighting, spirit speaking you. That day is when I got stuck in the fence. And
you're
taking me, but I got stuck in the laser fence. And I came back physical. Even where I was, I saw leaves were lifting up themselves. I feared much. And we got overcome every day. When I came in full knowledge,
he
taught us spiritual wars. Demons attacked me. I called the angels. They are taking demons. They even lifted off the grass which was there. I thank the Lord. But the other I never knew.
It
tormented us church even up to today. That hell, we knew of it as a place God gave to Satan.
That when Satan fell, God chased him from heaven, cast him in hell. When he cast him in hell and is not bound, Satan is free there. If you two people sin, you're put in the world of Satan, and Satan beats you there. And we knew
Satan
is free to come out of hell and attack people in the world, torment them. He kills them, takes them to his hell. We're not able to capture demon. Put it in hell.
That's
the new demons can't live there. It's in the desert.
We knew
in the desert they hang and suffer from there. Now we've been hanging as church. But I thank the Lord.
There
are times demons dragged me from my bed. And they knocked me down on the floor.
Rich
in this fight.
Besides,
you're dreaming. You see
your
dreams. But you failed to reach.
They
get you from the bed
scene.
They throw you on the floor. And then you wake up. I thank the Lord for full knowledge. Things are very easy.
Amen.
Now we have liberty.
Even
the dream you best there,
no commanding
and you command angels, and we see them. First I read angels. We didn't read those of war.
We
arrived, we studied angels of counsel. I was not able to connect them then. But what I remember, I studied the angels of fire and counsel. But in the real dream, I saw angels of counsel. They tell me, they are on black horses. I saw behind them. They are angels of fire. They are up in the clouds. And they took us from there. I looked behind. Wherever we've been, they have burnt there. This is the rest of God from heaven. May God bless you. There's another here. Things of spiritual wars.
Praise
the Lord, brethren.
Me,
I thank much the Lord.
When
indeed has given us light.
Me,
I first fellowship from when I've got saved. Before I began to minister.
As they
were praying.
They could say, "Hold the demon."
Bagamba kwato muzimu.
Menya,
break it.
Throw into the fire.
Kusule momoliro.
Katutwagu kwatanga mubuliwo.
Now we used to hold the demon physically.
And you break.
No kumenya.
Kwegamba orotaro twaru jamuoyo.
Now we shifted the fight from the spirit.
And we took into
and we got it in the flesh.
The flesh.
Praise the Lord. And the other. This time we slept in the synagogue. Where I missed that from.
Now
we usually slept there as we fasted. But one night. Demons attacked. And they moved to heads of people. All who had fasted. And they slept, sleeping. I just demons, they refused. Now, what happened? Is to begin to command me. Pastor, sit there. Tell us what to do. When I first heard the audio, I paused. I feared. Praise the Lord. But when I reached here,
the only decision I had was to go and stop ministering.
God bless
you.
The brothers come from where? Shema. They joined on us. They will go back later. Praise the Lord. Pastor Hosanna. Thank God for teaching us to profit. We used to base in Jeremiah 1:10. And
it say when you uproot and you break and you destroy and you throw? Praise the Lord. But one day we have a junior brother called Juma. Demons came possessed him and they began to knock his head on the wall, and they called me chase demons. I chased them. I tell them, I loose fire on you. And he told me, where is the matchbox? Praise the Lord.
I say,
this is not fire of matchbox, but the fire of Jesus. Praise the Lord. And we did not even what to do.
But
we thank God he had mercy on us, for we would have fallen mad. God bless. Let's end with this one. Praise the Lord, brethren. We thank God he taught us to profit.
One day
I was on television watching this pastor of P5. When the one of Mulago they all gathered, came to his place. Now he chased a demon from a woman and he told him, I will kill you.
And
he called fire. After he said,
what is this?
He too was troubled. He felt like crying.
Thank God
revealed us how we can go about warfare. This war had become very hard. But what I will request you
is
keep light of the word of God to give us much power. Many times, if you see a demon as
we
you first repent, at least leave it, ignore it.
The name
Babylon, names in heaven and earth, but we handled with much ignorance.
Matthew 12:29,
you can't enter a strong man's house and you destroy his works,
except
first captured and bound. Don't go to the spiritual world bind, even binding the deserts or in the deserts. Some of you bound them in the oceans, water bodies.
Desert.
Remember desert.
Area 51.
The underground bunkers of the devils are in deserts. As if you sent them, go to your home rest and come back tomorrow, attack us. In the oceans, we saw their bases there.
Cast demons there.
The bottomless pit hell, the prison of God. Revelations chapter 20, the verse 1 to 2, say, and I saw an angel with the key of the bottomless pit, with a big chain.
Angels
are there. They're binding, they even have chains.
You
have not even a chain yourself. What are you on? How did you make chains? You
yourself,
you hold a rope and you hold a chain. How did you do it then? Let's read. We hear. Revelations 20 and the verse 1.
Nendaba malaika nga kokuva muguru ngalina ekisumuluzo ekyobunya obutakoma n'olujegere olunene mu mukono gwe. Olunya olwokubiri n'akwata ogusota, omusota ogwedda ye muli olyomi era Setaani nagusibira emyaka 10.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yaraba malaika anga ava muguru.
He saw an angel from heaven.
Manye bisere malaika badoni we bagubira abastani ne ba malaika be muguru.
Yeah, but don't when they chased Satan and his angels from heaven.
Yari yeri muguru.
He was in heaven.
Na yebo buyenzo okuveri mukama afi.
Different authority from the Lord Jesus.
Yari ali ne kisumuzo cho kufana
amagoro. Had the key of death and hell.
Nabi kwasa malaika.
Handed them to this angel.
Ne mukasira anga bagobye stani ne ba malaika be muguru.
Time they have chased Satan and his fallen angels.
Malaika badoni kenyini yachi kwatira mu mulimo guno.
Don't himself involved in this work.
Tura bagani nenda malaika.
But he said, I saw an angel from heaven
as
the key of the bottomless pit with a big chain
captured
the wooden serpents. I choose a Satan and he bound him.
Angels,
are there they can handle these issues.
In
that angel we speak of, that with the bottomless key, according Revelation chapter
9
in the verse
11,
his name is this one.
Revelation 9 verse 11. Erinya mulebulania abadoni nemuliyonani alinerinya apoloni.
Yes, you
praise Jesus. Jesus.
Zirina malaika wazo.
They have an angel over them.
Malaika obunyo butakoma.
Angel of the bottomless pit.
Erinya lye.
His name
aitibwa Abaddon.
Is called Abaddon.
Oba Apollyon.
Or Apollyon.
Ukusinzira.
According.
Kubikuluwa biri jetu soso
soma wakuru. Revelations 20 we first read about.
Nyosoka nuloku.
In the verse 1 and 2.
Uye malaika inisumzo chobunyo butakoma.
That's the angel with the key of the bottomless
pit. Iyakuwa ata sitani ukusiva.
He who captured Satan to bind him.
So malaika Abaddon.
Now angel Abaddon.
Taiza kubatenga ye sitani.
Cannot be Satan again.
Kubanga kubikuruwa muenda kumine mbwega.
Revelations 9:11 says.
Zina malaika wazo.
They have an angel over them.
Zina kabaka wazo.
They have a king over them.
Malaika obunyo obuta
koma. Angel of the bottomless pit.
Erinyari aitibu
Abaddon. His name is called Abaddon.
Kubikuruwa bini netu gamba.
Revelations 20:10.
Nina malaika.
And they saw an angel with the key of bottomless pit. And with a big chain.
Na kwa atu gusota.
And captured the dragon.
Satan.
Satan.
Na musiba.
And he bound him.
Kadis. Bwabanga Abaddon is
standing akuliro ero bunyo. Abaddon is the Satan in charge of hell.
Kadati ya mara ne yekwata
ne Yesu. Eventually he captured, arrested himself.
Wali wabayigirizwa abali
eyo. There are some teachers out there.
Abayigiriza.
Who teach?
Abalowozo okuyigiriza.
Who think that they are teaching?
Abayigiriza nga bagamba.
Taught as they say.
Bwata Abaddon is
Satan. That Abaddon is the Satan himself.
Omanya tokudire yandi kusibide
Satan. You don't get the one who would have bound Satan for you.
Are no muita Satan.
And you call him Satan? This one made you fall mad. And you
commander
get a commander in your army.
No garment,
you say he is the enemy to you. Now you've fallen mad. I tell you, this war became very hard and do church in time past.
They
got the one in charge of binding demons. They said it's the Satan himself. Is that not falling mad?
You
say you've gone with your fighter, a commander in war, and they shoot many bullets. You fall mad. You turn to your commander. Commander is the rebel now. And you arrest him, your commander. Are you not falling mad?
Armies
nearing there who are still understanding, they say you are
resist.
If you resist,
they
can shoot the commander now.
And we ended,
we've attacked death and hell to beat them. Those who made a big conference, that death must die conference.
Now,
if death must die, who will be killing then?
For,
so angel of death and hell move together.
It
God sent them in Egypt, picked the firstborns.
The
fight it become very hard. The army of these angels who work with angel Abaddon. Bible Revelation 9:16 says
they
are close to billions of them. 200 billions. Let's read there, we hear. Revelation 9:16. Praise Jesus much. 200 billions. Angels working with angel Abaddon of hell in the bottomless pit. Praise Jesus. This group of 200 billions, they are one who worked in Jude 1:6, and they worked in 2 Peter. Cause a portion of fallen angels be bound in the beginning of Eddie. That's why in Jude 1:6 we are told like this. Let's read there, we hear. Jude chapter 1 verse 6.
Ti neba malaika abatakuma bukulu bwabwe bo naye ne baleka ekifo kyabwe bo benyini abakuumira ku njegereza ennaku zonna wansi w'ekizikiza olw'omusango gw'okulunaku olukulu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Mujude mukaga agamba.
In the Jude 1:6 says,
neba malaika
even angels
abatakuma bukulu
bwabwe never kept their dominions.
He
keeps them in chains
of
darkness. Darkness is in the bottomless pit. Revelation 9 verse 1 and 2.
He
keeps them to the day of judgment. Those we cause bind, they cannot live there.
And
our prayer says, bind them in the bottomless pit until the day of judgment. The day of judgment. Bring them out, we judge them, and we cast in the lake of fire.
But
the day of judgment, you don't come from there.
The
door to bottomless pit is hell, and it's the prison of God. That's why they bind you in chains there. Demons have to be bound there. The angels who didn't keep their dominions, they are kept in chains of darkness in hell, the prison of God.
Satan
is in charge of hell. He turned against angels to chest with him from heaven.
He
arrested some to bind them. We heard it, he was bound.
He
bound some of the group of fallen angels.
2
Peter chapter 2. He tells us like this.
2
Peter chapter 2 verse 4.
Kuba obanga Katonda teyasonyiwa bamalayika bwe bayonoona. Naye n'abasuula mu lukonko n'abawaayo eri obunnya obw'ekizikiza okuba kuumira omusango. Olwokutaano era natasonyi wansi
yedda.
Praise Jesus much.
Nti obanga Katonda teyasonyiwa bamalayika
abayonoona. God not forgive angels who sinned,
naye n'abawaayo eri obunnya obw'ekizikiza.
But he gave them to pits of darkness,
mu lukonko,
in the bottomless pits.
Tuli olwogerako mu Luka 16.
Spoken in Luke 16.
Ibrahim nga nyolo mugaga ndi wakati wa
fina ko waliwo ruwo. Between us and you there is a chasm between us.
Ndi abali abali eyo.
Those there.
Balimo kuvayo kujene.
Not come from there to here.
Nafa abali ntulimo kuvayo kujene.
Shouldn't live to get down there.
Kakati ba malaika abali.
Now
abamo kumpi za trillion 16
point something trillions.
Kubanga bebagu ba muguru ba trillion ya
73. Just from heaven there are 33 trillions.
No butuntundu busatu.
Point 3.
Ebasibisaako 10.
And cause by
16 butuntundu
bo. 16 point something trillions.
Kade kanisa nesigala mu mulimu.
Church remained in the work.
Ogwo kusibisa abasigadde.
Binding the rest.
Atukolagane jira maleka abenjegera abasiba.
Army of angels of chains who bind. Praise the Lord. I'm called Michael.
Perhaps
maybe when I came, by the time I came, I found you had finished teaching that. This is where I read in Revelation. And it shows eventually Satan was set loose. He began to tempt again. Yet here we say they will be left for the day of judgment to be cast. According to Revelations 20 speaking,
he
was bound for and 1,000 years after they will finish, he will be set loose.
Remember,
1,000 years spoken of is not of flesh and blood. They are within the calculation of God. If there have been 1,000 years,
Eddie
began behind 2,019 years, he would have been set free. Bible says in the mystery, according to Psalms
90,
the verse 3 downwards, the day yesterday, like 1,000 years,
yes,
praise Jesus. Even the morning is like 1,000 years. But in the real mystery,
2
Peter chapter 3, verse 8 to 10,
says
one day before God is like 1,000 years. 1,000 years, or like one day.
It must be 2,020 plus years.
Which have to be gotten out of there. Then it will be set loose. Count between this time of 2,000 years finished. These just additional years. One is like 1,000 years. 1,000 years like one day. We join 1,000 of this side. We get 2,000.
We
get the two which are additional.
Kati chiri wakati wenku mibiri mwabiri mubibiri oba mwabiri oba mubibiri.
It's between 2020 or 2,200.
Our mafia yingira.
Their mathematics gets involved.
One
day, like 1,000 years.
Peter 2:7-8.
Peter 3:8 into 10. One day, it's like 1,000 years.
And 1,000 years
is like one day.
Join
the 2,000, get 2,000. We join 1 plus 1, we get 2. We
get
2,000 plus years. 2,000 like 200. Still you ask of that.
Why? Ogambach.
Praise the Lord, brethren.
I'm named
Christopher Solomon.
Here in
Revelation 12:12, he says, rejoice heaven and those who dwell in it. Woe unto those of the world and the sea,
for
the accuser has gotten down to you. He's filled with rage and he knows he has a short time. Why is the revelation say accuser has come down to us? Yet Bible says that serpent was thrown in the pit of hell. I want to get the spirit of counsel as you read the Bible.
For
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, the verse 1 to 2, shows everything has its time and season. Revelation
12,
starting from verse
7
and to 12, it shows
the
time they immediately chased him from heaven. Chased him from the city of God. Jerusalem is gotten down to us.
He's
filled with rage. Revelation 20 bind him when he's cast in this planet out.
Imprisonment.
He's involved chasing them.
Season
from Revelation when they chase him,
come
filled with rage.
They
get where they come down. There are those who get to be captured.
Just
found themselves. Just rested it. Those who were not, and that's now whom we hunt.
As church,
we work with angels. Who were in the same work.
So no kubara kasira wakati wewe kwa sana ni muguru.
Time between chasing Satan from heaven.
Wakati wakasira kwa kumsiba.
Between time of binding him.
Kubanga chabu ikulirwa abatumi.
For it was revealed to the disciples.
Umanyoro utaro rwaba wanga na yabali kusite mama nyi kugenda mas.
Fight happened but people in the world didn't know it was moving on.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
So, wakati yao,
now count in the midst there.
Na yemu biyona,
but in all, we want to show you
the
relation between us and these angels.
That
word
to
casting demons, the fallen angels, push us cast in the bottomless pit and not in deserts.
They
throw there and they bind them there. When you throw, they one of chains.
Have
these who chase them here.
Angel Michael is there.
They haunt for them.
They
terrify them.
See there. And they
capture it in the trap.
One
of chains comes, the chain hooks it.
Takes
waving at.
Inside there are
always
those who remain
to way to bind those that chest
casting there.
Hell doesn't open up totally.
It
opens a little
and there remains
power on its entrance.
Nothing can come out
except that thrown end. It hooks it inside.
Dark hole.
Most men call it the dark hole.
Those
who have gone up in the sky. That they find the dark hole. Everything get close, it's swallowed up. Haven't you heard that term?
Dark hole,
dark hole is everything draw close to it is swallowing it. Remember, hell is opening up.
It's enlarged
its mouth, never getting satisfied. Now it lifts off its cover and
throws
power onto the door. Everyone draw clothes, they swallow them.
Even
rocks which pass there, it swallows all of them. Others have a saying which
said,
planet Earth is begun to draw close to the black hole, it's about to be swallowed. It will never swallow it. It's been there for a long time. They have just seen it today. But from creation, it's there.
When
Lord Jesus explained the word casting,
say,
fear not those who kill the body, but fear God. After killing the body,
can
get spirit cast it in hell.
We cast
where? Not in the deserts. Let's read in Luke 5.
Luke 5, verse
15. Luke 5:12
after killing the body, he has the right
to cast
the spirit in hell. The word casting,
you cast
evil spirits,
even
authority casting,
or
to cost and to cause binding
them.
There's nowhere to tell us bind them except in hell. God himself, after failing to fear him on the world,
obeys
his commands and to hate evil. When he unclothed over that body, he has authority to cast you in hell.
That
authority gave to the angel of chains,
it's
the same authority gives us now.
It's
not Satan responsible
to
the casting of your spirit in hell, responsible over sins you've committed
which
caused you to be cast in hell.
But
authority is in the hands of God, casting an evil spirit within hell. And the word casting,
okugoba,
casting and binding demons. We don't cast them in the desert. We don't cause binding in the desert. But in hell, known as the prison of God and the bottomless pit, found in the kingdom of the stars. Imagine on the world. Demons that attacked on the world, you need to chase them, cast them and you cause them bind. Where you bind them is in the pits of hell. It's in the kingdom of the stars. Now when do you go there? You are planet earth praying a prayer. You say, I bind you. Oh, I bind you. We used to speak, I bind you. We had
to
cause you to be bound in the bottom.
And
I send armies of angels of chains. You know our Lord one day,
he
met demons on someone's head. And they told him,
Sebo,
sir, don't ask in the bottomless pit. You know they say
it. Send
us in the pigs. Where they will come from, get to the people again. They fear one thing, bottomless pits. According to Luke chapter
8,
and the verse 31. Let's begin from verse 30.
Luke 8:30. Yesu namubuuza nti erinnya lyo gwani, n'agamba nti Lijoni, kubanga daimoni banji abamuyingiramu.
Yalina Lijoni nabanga 10,000.
He had a legion like 1,000 of them.
Ku mutwe gumu.
On one head.
Ogoye yaliko daimoni.
Of the one with the demon.
Bauza gwani.
Yes, who are you?
Nse Lijoni.
I am Legion.
You can't
get out, capture the Lord Jesus. Not at all.
Abaddon's
were now around.
Jesus
got weakened and fell somewhere.
Angel
came strengthened him.
Armies
move with them. Yes, the Holy Spirit and the angels.
Demon
sees there are those of the bottomless pits. Listen very well.
Luke
chapter 8, verse 31. This is to beseech him.
Luke
8, verse
31. Alemo kubala gira okuvaako okugenda mu bunnya.
Owulidde baamuga.
They told him.
Tusabasionas. Eri mu bunnya si wangu.
The pit is not easy there.
Bunnya butakoma.
In the bottomless pit.
Mayimu ina Bible ezimu.
No, you have some Bible.
Nateka mbusimanyi abyss.
Put a year abyss.
Igira nijiteekawo babigambo
ki. Others, I wonder which words they put there.
Nebu ina kuba bunnya butakoma.
Might be the bottomless pit.
Ubache bakoshizo kigambo nti bunnya.
But they use the pits. They
believe
it told him,
yes,
Jesus,
don't
cross us, boy. It's not easy there. Don't take us there. Have mercy. You youth for them in the
desert.
They say, let's go, but we shall get back.
He
speak of bottomless pits. They begin to plead. Commanders be thrown in the pit. When commands are those to capture them.
Because
they said, don't command. That command shouldn't get out. No. Don't release it. Don't speak of the pits. When you look in Matthew, the pits were removed.
You
have to restore those scriptures. They fear one place. You speak of the bottomless pit.
In
the command of those working there. For this command. Let us repeat that verse.
Luke 8:31. nebamwegayirira aleme okubalagira okuvaako okugenda mu bunnya
olidde bagantu olagira
they do not command
kubanga ekiragiro bwe kifuluma
when the command is released
waliwo abagenda okituukiriza
they are supposed to fulfill it
bamalayika abenjegere
the angels of the chains
tolagira
don't command
ekiragiro kyokka bwe kifulumye
mana release it
ndagira malayika abadoni kwata
command angel abadon capture that one
Most of you
have been seeing it.
Wakubwana batia na wasimai. Mukama tumwebaze.
We thank the Lord.
Okujana ne demon yono
yingira. You come here with your demon and you remain with it.
Forcing amukama yagade tuyingire ko muluta wako. Tunyumirwe muko.
We enjoy the experience.
Era murabanga kuisonga mumanyi.
Tunyumirwe ku lutalo banange. Enjoy of warfare now.
Ari agaye mutuma olutawu lunyuma bwejo.
So what is interesting?
Somewhere sinyuma ngo
stake. Understand them for they don't break.
Era we kuitawo.
And when he passes.
Manyi waliwe yaita one region
na atura mu the region starting the
test. Yashoka na aturawo.
They first sat there. They began to chew their.
Kuli mu service agaye gichaka.
To they want to confuse the service.
Ndiyo mchamu kama mmoja.
And they spoke in such a good you
badoni mukashira. Abadona
rest them on that chair.
Service that
they wanted, they said they wanted to meet. That we meet.
Why to Chazimba side?
We were still build on the other side.
Naja.
He came.
Atura
he sat on the chair there.
Urawe utaandika mukatebe.
The war began in the chair.
Nayo kuva mukatebe
basi to leave the chair, get off it.
Tosha akava.
You can't leave it. When you have demons, they capture the chair. You can't throw it down. They vomited deep things. They bent.
Orosa kwani?
You think who are you?
Yo mutwe kuguliwa.
And where is your aid event?
Ngare tukulaba.
We don't see you.
Oli nabi oli mutume.
Are you prophet apostle?
Na aliyo kayogera oko basuma.
And he spoke of pastors. Abali
batumie bintu.
Those who sent those things.
Chukana yaba simba namu muvu.
Why do pastors go away?
Mwaji ankara na deme
tu. You got mad to that extent?
Jiri kuri jigamba fetwa
she. Yes, we came.
Oli 12.
We are 200.
Na ye tuwe mwaka.
Give us a time.
Tutakwe tikiketwa yo
tuwe. Prepare, we came not prepared.
I saw them, I did
if you go, you go.
If you can go, you go.
But the struggle in the chair.
How would you walk with them as a man? They
if you speak of pits of hell, my goodness.
And
now here they know it.
When there are
our prayers, how they will move.
Yes,
then I pray of war.
You get and all of you had
prepared scriptures which mark Abaddon's and how they work.
The truth no
moving in it.
The
moved
in
the scriptures. You have no blemish. The shield. Scripture by scripture.
The
Old New Testament is
full.
The Holy Spirit
fills.
All the spirits filled. Demon has come like here.
Yeah,
in service it's come.
Omanya. You
this is a suicide.
Yes,
he's a suicide bomber. Is going to explode anytime.
When
that goes back or not, it's finished. Men are much on us. Prepare for time. It's going to be a suicide for us. But we know they are not coming back.
Yes, you must win.
Praise Jesus.
Today, if you
have even one service. If we understood that they fear the pits of hell. When he saw Jesus told him, all of those who just sent us in deserts,
those
who work with our reason, leave heads of people who go aside, eat money.
That
man knows where they throw us.
Yes.
Jesus.
Don't
command things of the pits.
okubale basulayo banafukuru bere eri muru Yesu yebasi
praise Jesus much
omanya obunyo buta kwa babu manya ko
tije yebuli they knew that they are there
eranga bamanya ndi buzibu nyo kama
they know their very heart hell
ha kati bale ba Yesu ngo ibiro biweddeyo
Jesus time is up.
Even angels
have been judged just from heaven.
The
in hell time has come.
Say,
we plead to you, Jesus. They called him who even here? They called him Jesus. Not to cast them in the pits of hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let us read
Luke chapter 8
verse
31. Let's go in pigs.
At least this time.
Let us
in the pits of hell.
The
pigs. You know they don't love pigs.
They
have a way of oil troubling them.
He said
at least this time. Instead of throwing us in the pits of hell, let's go in the pigs. So you're going to raise hands.
I'm
going to cut it from up and head elsewhere. I wanted to finish for questions. Let's begin from behind. Praise Jesus, brethren. We thank the Lord for teaching us.
My name
is Council Titus.
I'm
asking right in this look that you read of the Urim in the usual days. You see spirit creations having living souls, and they have them. When they unclothe, they directly go to heaven.
Well,
I'm asking in the Luke 8, it should request be entered in pigs.
How
possible is it that these holy ones
are
possible to be possessed by demons? Did they enter in them and even live? When you finish the scripture, it says, and they lived in the pigs.
Even
some of why the theory is that.
So
they told them to enter
the
pigs. Jesus killed all the pigs.
It
was to try to. It's to say,
kakati,
now, to forgive you.
Katugambe,
let's say you are a Ugandan. Committed sins, ran abroad.
Forgive
you, come back in Uganda. As you just entered Uganda, you were arrested.
Yet
we did that to them.
He claimed
have forgiven to leave the person. As they just go in the pigs, captured the pigs, threw them in the waters to die.
They
have thrown us in the waters. Let's go at our base. Abaddon's right at that point. Captured, for remember,
they
bound them till Christ left hell. And they Jesus was not to find any angel in hell.
Angels
have not been bound. They just imprisoned people by
the
spirits of rebellious ones. Binding of angels after Jesus ascended in heaven, and they chased them from there.
And
to bind fallen angels from then.
kubanga Yesu yali ku nsibali bakimanyi bulungi ebyo bizembedde
on the earth the new times
naye nga tebamanyi biriwo ddi
they didn't know how and when it happened
era bamulaba ne batya ne baga tebanga byatuuse
maybe it has come
ebyo okutusula mu
bunyi cross the pits
kubanga eri mu matayo bagamba
in Matthew they say
okutusula yonge biro tebinatuuka
don't cross before time
nga tebeka kasobe biro
bitu I'm not sure the time has come or it's not come yet
katumale wano mu matayo je kulaba
finish in Matthew you will say
mune muruka
Luke sura yo 8 na olunyiriri olwasatu mwebiri
Luke chapter 8 verse 32
awaliwe gana lyembizi nyingi ngazirya ku lusozi ne bamwegayirira abalagire baziyingiremu n'abalagira asatu musatu awo badaimon ne bava ku muntu ne bayingira mu mbizi egana ne lifubutuka mu bbanga ne zigwa mu nyanja ne zifa amazzi
waliwe abembizi ezibuka
pigs fly
the
power which was there of Abaddon in the space
five
demons
dropping
the pigs all the pigs
drowned.
That's why you see the fight of pigs.
Demons
increased within with hatred between them
kubanga tebaina yo wadde ka refugee
na kamu mumbizi it's refugee within pigs
bakwa atisali joni namba
they captured entire region
10,000 rukumi rulamba
on 1,000 of them
uraba fallen angels
fallen angels
bamareka abado ne babera nabo kunjegere paka Yesu yadda yo
had them on chains till Jesus went back to heaven
omanyi ndi omuntu omwononyi bw'aba avudde mu mubiri guno
bayinza
okukubaekyana ennaku abiri mu
they can make you remain on this world 24 days
ng'okyakakasa nti ddala ofudde
still proving that indeed you have died
oyambudde omubiri era bulijjo toli mubiri
clothed the body and no longer you've not been a body
obeera ku njegere
you were on chains
ne bakutwala gye bagenda oziika
omubiri they are going to bury your body
obeera o mama
you're my God
bulijjo siri
mubiri no longer I'm not body
Mm-mm.
My God,
no.
I'm finished.
You, Tamunzika,
don't bury me.
But
the slaps you slap them, they pass them.
And they
put your hair when you're watching.
You
to leave me. That one is coming.
Oh,
that one is a thief.
Till
you prove you're a sinner.
Some they
take an immediate, they don't delay here.
You are
on the chain, they don't set you free. Now you wait. You still remain in your sins.
The
way you were born and you didn't know it was there on this world.
You
did you know planet Earth was there when you were coming on it?
Even
those that you didn't know they are there, but you met us. You see us, know that?
Even
those in hell, you will meet them when time has come, if you refuse to
align.
Understand how that world too is there. As you understand this planet Earth,
even
those in hell, you will understand them.
Because
so you go away.
Hell.
Where are the ways to it?
Show
us to ask them physically.
Those who brought
you on the world, they showed them to you physical.
For
you saw so you have arrived in the world. When you arrived, you didn't understand much then.
First
understood the face of your mother.
Wagenda okulaba nendala zizi.
So if others have come, many faces.
Enyumba ngolaba nga ali muguru
ebbe. The house as if you are in heaven, a big heaven. House. You think
mubera mu diro.
You are in
a
sitting room. And they see you are in a big room.
Tuvula babera bazanya tebatera kuisala ko babala banga bali wagazi.
They sit there in a big place.
Bamaliza bononye bira nya wao.
Spoiling things around.
Ha ha ha.
eyes the way you see things.
The
good things of hell, when you check from the body, they make you know them immediately. If you fall in hell, as if you failed there 1,000 years back, you understand things immediately. They are not like this world which take you time. You know why when you have this car moving and things around, they are moving also. Your brain is not matured, it's hanging in space like that. Things try to run you to, you are running with them. Praise Jesus. But in all, there's a one who sum up. Don't send demons in the deserts.
The bases of the underground.
Don't send them in the water
bodies.
Be the bottomless pit.
But
when he tells us in the Matthew chapter 8, he said when they go to the deserts, they reach there and they get back.
Send
them to their home. They go rest from there. Yes, get Matthew 12, verse 43. Matthew chapter 12, verse 43.
Naye dayimoni omubi bwava mu muntu, atambula mu nsi nyenkalu, ng'anoonya aw'okuwummulira, naye n'abulwa, anamunya. Kale agamba nti, naddayo mu nnyumba yange mwe nava, bw'atuukamu, n'agiraba nga njereere, enyiridde, ng'erongoosebbwa. Olwana mwetaano, awo agenda, n'aleeterako dayimoni abalala 7, abamusinga obubi, nabo bwe bayingira, babeera omwo. N'ebyo oluvannyuma eby'omuntu oyo birisinga obubi eby'olubereberye. Bwe kiriba bwe kityo eri ab'emirembe gino emibi.
Owulidde bulungi.
You have heard well.
Agambye dayimoni bw'ava mu muntu nga mugobye bugobye.
Spirit leaves a person you've chastised.
Atukayo mu ddungu.
They reach in the desert.
N'alaba nga teri byakulya.
And they see they nothing to eat there.
Manya mizimu.
You know demons.
Giri agavumbu ngago.
They eat abuses.
You
speak a vulgar word and
you
served them bananas and meat.
When you commit
fornication and adultery, it
was
done for them, that's food for a week for them. You move smearing fornication and adultery for 1 week.
You
do you feel shameful? Everyone you pass on, you may be thinking they have realized you.
Yes,
the others remain convicted. You commit, you fornicate. They eat such things.
And
you send them to deserts. Which there they see. These days they have bases there. But those days they had no bases there. The base they gather blood and the other things. The private parts which they eat.
When
they send the desert rich come back. You've spoiled its works. The person has a most
people.
You have cleaned the house. But you've not built in it.
Not
in the greater one, the Holy Spirit.
This
person has not told them angels to protect them.
And the house is
cleaned. The normal things, they won't fornicate, do anything.
It didn't
cause binding of the demon.
Since
they chased me,
I
must be bound if I get back.
Says,
I other 7 colleagues of mine who are more evil than me
in
foolishness. Let's go corrupt this person. Even his latter state will be worse. If
you
cause binding of this demon, the 7 of its colleague who come for they visit its colleague on the weekend.
You know,
on weekend, people commit sin and food of demons is many. Are you not like that in the world? Let me hope you got saved. Is it not that?
But
during weekends, people prepare Satan and his demons' foods.
when they commit
fornication,
still
must
do things.
On weekend, the 7 of his colleague visited.
We can we say
70?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Let's
first take 7.
We shall
first connect them to see.
We say 70 times 7.
We shall see that.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
If you put
the binding of the 8th demon, the 7 can come. Our colleague no more hosts us. He was hosting us on the week, and we eat of food.
One
he uses gets food from.
Weekend
they have been giving us foods. The sins.
And
they come the colleague is not in the house. And they ask those of the desert, he's not there. In principalities, he's not there. In the ocean, he's not there. They arrested him. Let me tell you. Let's choose the one to take over that house. But since they chased him,
and one,
let's God bear a number of us. That they come to fight us when we are a number. That man with the region, the problem he had, they used to chase demons from him, and demons increase numbers or more coming, but when they come back they reach us, they chase us, we are 8, let's go 16 this time. They chase 16, they come back till they reached 1,000 demons,
and
no more can chase them this time.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
But
the good thing which is,
we bind
the 8th one, even the 7 we cut. Begin to fight for your colleagues then. Initially we tell you this. Demons like 8 that they are saying. In the other language 70. The spiritual world they are 70.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
have to cause the binding of 8
was
binding those attacking your brethren to pray for them.
Did
you handle prayer together?
So, Uganda,
now, brethren,
spoke
much beyond there. But time cannot enable us. Remain two groups of angels, those of fire and of the seasons and times.
So,
we can handle them next Sunday.
But
let's rise on our feet.
Please
send the prayer of binding these demons in the name of the Lord Jesus. By the Spirit of God.
First attack
the 7 to 8.
Those
who prepare you in the birth from
earth,
they are going to move by you. Then after, you fight to attack those who attack children of God in the world. Father Almighty, we glorify you. Give you glory and honor. Thank you for this good time. Even us in your presence. According to Isaiah chapter 48 verse 17, say, I am God who teach you to prophet, and who show you the way that you have to head to. Almighty God,
you
told us by your Holy Spirit, John 14:26, that when he will come, he will remind you all, he will teach you all.
See,
even today
he
reminded us of warfare in the spiritual,
the way
you gave us authority. You spoke in the Matthew 10 and the verse 1,
I have
given authority to casting demons and to cause them be bound and to heal all sicknesses.
The authority
explained
it in
Zechariah 4 and the verse 6, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God, and explained
in Matthew 28,
if I cast demons and I cast them out by the Spirit of God, the kingdom must come.
And
people don't know.
Mwoto mwa moyo wa mtukufu
muzabili 10
Tunayo moyo mtukufu, bwalicha, alimo wa maji, kwa basa mkama, Mukama, Ruamani, Akari Mitigambo, go to a decano, you get up America, Akosamana, who is a missimo, I didn't want to be over Riba, Optima Riba, Avadevacosa, Okura Gura, Avadevacosa Daimon, Okura Gura, Nicola Tumay, Esurekum Kaga, Unirakum Kaga, Pakamimotan, Mariwamuara, Eriko Daimon, Tima Gura, Nashing Anuari, Awasabiwanga, Mokama, Avasumba, Nabo Riba, Panapi Riba. Abatuma baburima, abuzimengi baburima, abarokoma na, abekwese, mungeri ya kanisa, abakosha mizimu, ezira gula, okoro bula kusi, okoro bula kuhu, obenge na zanjau, basibeba mizimu, tuji simisi, bamutume power, bayara kila daimonesi, sikuatiwe, sisimwa mbonye buda kuma, mukama abaroko, abaroko baba musi, abaroko baba musi, abaroko baba madi, abaroko abekwese, mumuroko simule, baibuli yebogera kuhu, bika watu mekume na sana, wali wana biya muroko. Etuanga Eruma, Elaposanga Daimon, Okura Gura, Nobra Gobona, Tupata Daimon, Ezabana Biwabrima, Abatuma Babrima, Abasuma Babrima, Amadina Gobrima, Urakas Babrima, Abasamizai, you're not to Jukwa, this woman Yamutakoma, Okura Kura 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 Today, Mizimu, the team of those who are used, Makalisa Gobriba, your name Uganda, your name Africa, your name Osiona, you try to go Quatiwa, Kabadoni, Abadoni, Mufaya Mubanyo, come the Bolivian, you come back, what them is captured, you come back, 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 you
Never be on your side.
wanya.
Following you. Thank you, King of Kings. Glory and honor back to you.
We
fought wars for us. In the name of Jesus.